Mildred, Mildred Kennedy, Kennedy, 9/22/47, 77 years old. Today is 12/12/24. This is a 77-year-old woman, lives in a group home, seen for a face-to-face evaluation period. The paragraph patient currently is on hospice with senile degeneration of the brain, period. Senile degeneration of the brain, period. She has demonstrated weakness, weight loss, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, KPS score of 40%. She's barely able to walk at this time because of her significant weight loss. At one time, she used to weigh 300 pounds. She only weighs 120 or less, period. The patient has had appendectomy, gallbladder surgery, and some kind of stomach surgery years ago, period. She suffers from depression, senile degeneration of the brain, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, recent urinary tract infection, recurrent urinary tract infection, hypotension on midridine at this time, which we can probably reduce the dose, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, vitamin D deficiency, period. Patient's current medication includes Celebrex 20 milligram twice a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, Primidone, Primadone, 250 milligram a day, Aricept 10 milligram a day, finishing up Macrodentin 100 milligram BID for UTI, Midrodin, Midrodine, 10 milligram a day, Zyrtec 5 milligram a day, Cordarone, Cordarone, 200 milligram a day, Remeron 15 milligram a day, Calcitrol 0.25 milligram a day, vitamin D, one tablet a day, propranolol, 20 milligram BID, singular, 10 milligram a day, Eliquis, 5 milligram a day, multivitamins, B12, Ditropan, 15 milligram a day, Aricept, 10 milligram a day, Prilosec, 40 milligram a day, and Celexa, 40 milligram a day. Patient's blood pressure was 151 over 65, which makes me wonder if she really needs the Midrodine at such a high dose, period. O2-side was 96% with a heart rate of 51, atrial fibrillation with rate controlled, period. She also has a right-sided foot ulcer about the lateral malleolus, which I believe is unavoidable given her weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition is consistent with the stasis ulcer, requires dressing. Dressing changes on a regular basis, period. She has a history of PVD with a significant smoking history in the past, but she doesn't smoke at this time, period. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Would recommend reevaluating patient's Midrodin, Midrodine, with a blood pressure of 151 over 65, reduced to 2.5 milligram. Also made reduced DC Zyrtec and Singulair at this time, as well as vitamin D and calcitrol. Patient's high risk of fall. Eliquis may be a detriment. We'll leave that per medical director regarding switching from Eliquis to aspirin or continuing with Eliquis. She's also bowel and bladder incontinent. We can probably discontinue the Ditropan and Aricept at this time. Thank you.